Airplanes make a lot of noise, and experts say that can be bad for people's health and productivity. And that is why some Seattle residents are demanding the federal government do more to address the problem. Reporting for EarthFix, Eilish O'Neill headed to the Beacon Hill neighborhood.
It's 8 o'clock on a rainy, windy Saturday morning, and students John Hoke and Brandon Teeny just got to school, Cleveland High in South Seattle. They're here on a weekend to measure air and noise pollution.
Hey, John. Good morning.
Troy Abel's a professor of environmental policy at Western Washington University. He's leading the two-week study and providing the pollution monitors that John and Brandon hang around their necks in preparation for their walk around campus.
Let's get your sampler going, and then we'll do our transect. In South Seattle, it's much noisier. These personal, you know, handheld pollution monitors are the way to help capture that human experience.
Beacon Hill residents have been worried about airplane noise for a long time.
I get distracted with the airplane, I'm sorry.
Maria Bateola is a longtime resident of Beacon Hill. We met at the Centro de la Raza, the community center where she works, organizing the neighborhood around environmental justice issues. She says airplane noise is one of those. Poor communities are exposed to more airplane noise than wealthier communities.
You have airplanes that are disrupting attention, concentration. Teachers have to raise their voices. Or sometimes you simplify what you're saying because now you're working on volume.
Planes can also disrupt sleep and increase stress and...
Increased stress is a risk factor for a lot of things.
John Levy's a public health researcher at Boston University.
And certainly for having hypertension or high blood pressure, and that is a risk for heart attacks and other cardiovascular events.
Airplanes are actually quieter than they used to be, but the number of planes coming to SeaTac and other airports has been increasing.
So a broader array of communities are impacted.
Democratic Congressman Adam Smith's district includes Beacon Hill. He's a founding member of a House caucus that focuses on airplane noise. Neighborhoods exposed to a lot of airplane noise qualify for FAA funding to soundproof houses, apartment buildings, and schools. But under FAA rules, Seattle's Beacon Hill isn't eligible. Stan Shepard is one of the noise mitigation managers at SeaTac. He says the problem is you have to draw the line between those who qualify for funding and those who don't somewhere.
There's always somebody on the other side of the road.
But Congressman Adam Smith says the FAA has drawn the boundaries too small.
The FAA needs to do more to help out communities impacted by airport noise. They need to provide more money to help with mitigation. So we're working on legislation that can expand what the FAA can fund.
The FAA is up for reauthorization this March, and Smith is trying to include his proposal in that measure. In the meantime, residents of Beacon Hill are taking matters into their own hands, trying to prove they're exposed to unreasonable noise pollution. That's where the Cleveland High School students and their walk around campus come in. Brandon Teeny's watching the data from his pollution monitor get mapped onto his cell phone. It's color-coded, so green is good, yellow's okay, orange is a warning.
And then, like, it's too loud once it's red. And the average reading, like, of our walk so far has been in orange, and there's been some red.
Professor Troy Abel hopes that after 2 weeks of monitoring, the students will have results to bring to the FAA.
That's it, gents. So let me get your monitors back, and you can enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
In Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood, I'm Eilish O'Neill.